With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's being described as an incredible night in the last few hours. Unbelievable. President Trump now says Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro has been captured after the United States conducted a large-scale strike on the country, bombing several sites, all of them military. Maduro and his wife are being flown out of the country, apparently to the United States, where he is under indictment. Those airstrikes overnight, as the U.S. blasted a number of military targets. Prior to his capture, Maduro had accused the United States of attacking civilian sites. United States Armed Forces says that is not true. Only military installations were hit. Journalist Victor Amaya is in Caracas and tells the BBC it was really all unexpected.
We knew that they moved F-18 planes towards that area and also Reaper drones. But I think everybody was like, nothing happened on the end of the year, so nothing's going to happen now. But this is getting like a surprise for everybody, also because this started at 2 a.m. in the morning. So everyone, including me, we were sleeping. Everybody was sleeping.
And thus far, there's been no word at all of any U.S. casualties in this battle overnight. Investigators believe sparkling candles atop bottles of champagne ignited that fire at a ski resort in Switzerland when they came too close to the ceiling. Officials are now saying that 40 people, most of them young people, teens and early to mid-20s, 40 of them were killed, another 119 people injured in that huge fire. This is SRN News. Well, the Graham family will be doing a lot of traveling this year.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold a big gospel festival in Cambodia later this month. He will also preach the word in Argentina in February, in Peru in March, in Spain in May, and will visit the United Kingdom in October. His son Will Graham is scheduled to host a gospel festival in Japan in May and another one in South Korea the same month. Both men may add further international trips to their schedule over the course of the year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal appeals court says the Trump administration can continue to withhold Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood while legal challenges continue. President Trump and the GOP-led Congress cut Medicaid reimbursement, that for America's largest abortion business and some other abortion providers, and that sparked a number of lawsuits. This is SRN News. In the UK, the Oxford Bus Company taking inventory after finding 4,000 lost and found items collected last year. Here's Bill Alexander.
Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets are among the most common items. But there are things like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, a jar of pickled onions, a bicycle tire, and a 22-pound bag of rice. The company says misplacing a personal item can be a stressful experience, and using technology, they return up to 23% of those items.
Firefighters in Rhode Island have rescued a dog named Phoenix on New Year's Day after the pup fell in an ice-covered pond and nearly drowned. Firefighters and emergency teams quickly were dispatched, got there just in the nick of the time that the dog was struggling in the icy water. The dog was saved and is now doing well. More details at srnnews.com.